You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear, all backed by above-and-beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20, code pod20, for 20% off your first product.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
By Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. And this is news of an approval of an Alzheimer's drug by the FDA.
That's right, Pat. Yeah, we always talk about medical breakthroughs often, don't we? You know, and sometimes it's early and drugs aren't available yet. And patients often ask me, when can I get access to this latest breakthrough? But it's always a good news story when a drug is actually available. And the FDA in America have approved a drug for Alzheimer's. And it's a big day for Alzheimer's people in America. Yeah. Of course, next is Europe. The European agency are looking at it as well. It's bound to get approved in Europe soon as well.
Now, there's a technical name for it and there's a more user-friendly name.
There is. It's called donanemab is the technical name. And the market people are calling it Kisunla.
Kisunla.
Now, I think, does that mean kiss Alzheimer's goodbye, maybe? The kiss might come. I'm never sure where they get these drug names from.
Yeah, but it will be sold more usable anyway. Kisunla.
Yeah, it'll be sold as Kisunla. And in America now, if the approval has happened, it'll be on the market pretty quickly as Kisunla.
Okay, now, what does it cost?
That's the next question. It's $32,000 a year per patient, Pat. Now, that seems like an awful lot of money. Yeah. Eli Lilly, by the way, the drug company, Lilly are the ones who discovered it. And they're quoting that kind of price. Now, it seems an awful lot of money, doesn't it? But in the US, Medicaid and the health insurers are going to take it on. They're going to pay for it. And that's interesting.
And presumably they're looking at the costs of maintaining Alzheimer's patients under Medicaid.
Precisely.
And saying, well, this actually makes economic sense.
Yeah, they do health economics there. They figure out what's the lifetime cost of someone with Alzheimer's in care and so on. And that could be a huge amount of money. If you spend $32,000 a year, it's less likely perhaps that you will spend those kinds of money. And of course, it benefits the patient. That's the real reason.
Now, in your lab, you make these kind of molecules, not on an industrial scale, but on a lab bench scale.
Yeah.
How are they so expensive? I mean, is the chemistry so difficult?
Yeah, it's controversial, Pat. Some people think drug companies charge too much. Let's start with that for a kickoff, you know. It's expensive to develop a drug. I mean, the drug we're developing at the moment, which is also for Alzheimer's, by the way, the trial is costing $100 million to
and
run.
And that's where the problem comes in. It's not the actual manufacture of the little pill or injection.
That's a small amount. It's the trials. And that's a phase two trial. To get a drug on the market costs over $2 billion, probably, they think, from when you start testing it in the clinic, $2 billion. Now, this drug could make billions every year, remember, so you can recoup your costs very effectively.
But it could be that the price might come down if it's widely adopted, therefore there'll be a lot of users and the profits then might be more modest.
Yeah, they always come down with time. And remember, Pat, this is the second drug approved for Alzheimer's. There's another one called Leqembi that was approved and that's now in competition with this. And once you see two drugs, then the prices can come down for competitive reasons.
Do they have the same mechanism?
They do indeed. That's the most important thing of all. I mean, the beauty of this is it proves something called the amyloid hypothesis. Now, this is a thing in Alzheimer's. A thing called amyloid builds up in your brain, in your hippocampus and destroys that part of your brain. And that's where your memories are, right? This drug is a sponge for amyloid. And it was always controversial. Was this cause or effect? People see amyloid in post-mortem samples. Yeah. And it might be a consequence of disease. But now, two drugs targeting this. They're similar drugs, but they're different if you know. They target the same thing. And these two drugs are now approved, kind of confirming this amyloid hypothesis.
I have some recollection of a study looking at nuns who had died. And they didn't have Alzheimer's, but they did have amyloid.
That's some of the evidence against this, Pat, precisely. You see, and there's a reasonable number of scientists saying, oh, the amyloid thing can't be fully true. But yet here we see now two drugs that mop it up and they're seeing a clinical effect, and that must mean there's something to do with amyloid. There's a second protein called tau, by the way. The tau advocates are saying, oh, it's all about tau. Can we block tau? So it's still a work in progress. Now, remember, the effect wasn't, it didn't cure the disease. It slows it down by 35%. Now, that's still a significant slowing of disease, remember. It's a bit like a car driving towards a destination. Your destination in Alzheimer's, of course, is complete memory loss. If you slow the car down a bit, you know, you'll have more memory for longer. So and the FDA looked at the numbers. Oh, this is significant enough now to approve.
What about the side effects?
That's the next challenge. Now, the FDA back in March were going to approve this, and they delayed it, and that worried Lilly. They said, "Oh, why are you delaying your decision?" And they said, "Because of the side effects." And some people get brain swelling and brain bleeds, which can be quite serious. Now again, they reckon they can manage this. The FDA decided the benefits outweigh the risk. And every medicine will have a side effect, remember, we know that. So they always weigh up the benefit versus risk. And the second thing is the lobbies in America, the patient lobby groups, said, we want this drug. We're prepared to take the risk. And if you're diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you might take a risk on this. And hence the FDA approved it. So there are these side effects to watch.
Now, these two drugs, is the molecule the same?
It's almost the same. Yeah,
because, you can patent your molecule, I presume.
It's a bit like the same sponge with a different stick holding the sponge, if you know what I mean. That's not a bad analogy. They're both antibodies, and these antibodies lock onto this amyloid and mop it up. And they're slightly, the business end is the same, the bit that locks onto the amyloid. The other parts are slightly different. So each company owns its own antibody and has a patent on it, is the way to think of it.
You know? But once you discover this, can you just then, you in your lab, say, well, let's design another stick?
You could indeed. Now, they probably patent the concept, but companies are clever, right? Ah. So they patent the idea of making any sponge, right? To amyloid, we own the rights over any sponge.
But then, like, if you've got two drugs out there and it costs $2 billion to get one to market, it's not going to be an easy cog.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, what's good here, Pat, is it's galvanizing the effort in Alzheimer's, by the way. Every company has seen this. There's other parts of the pathway you might want to target. And in my own case, the amyloid causes inflammation in the brain. It irritates the brain. We have a drug to stop the inflammation in Alzheimer's, you see.
So the question is the inflammation causing the memory loss or the amyloid?
Well, the amyloid triggers the inflammation. And that then burns a bit of your brain, as if you know what I mean.
So if you can stop the inflammation, with amyloid present,
you should have the same effect, precisely. For us, it's good, Pat, because let's say tau is causing the inflammation. Our drug would block both triggers, if you know what I mean, and maybe more effective. Hence the interest in other approaches that might be even better than this one.
Mm. Now, novel drugs are always in the news, and Ozempic is one such drug, and we know there are side effects. It works for a lot of people, but not for everybody, and some people suffer pretty dire side effects. But the net result, extreme weight loss.
Yeah.
People are buying fake.
There are. Yeah, why is there always scammers out there, Papa? This happens all the time, doesn't it? Yeah, I saw in the papers today a tripling of fake Ozempic now out there, you know? And these are people making, not snake oil, but kind of a tube that hasn't got Ozempic in it, has something else, but they're calling it Ozempic.
Is Ozempic injected?
It is. It's injected at the moment. Yeah. Now they're trying to get to an oral version, by the way.
So all they have to do is mimic the delivery system.
Yeah, the tube almost.
And put anything in it.
Anything in it. And the question is, what's in these things? Yeah. And they're on sale now. And especially if you buy it online, you don't know what you're getting. That's the warning here. You could be getting some awful thing in a tube, but it's not Ozempic. And people are being fooled now. And this scamming is getting more and more common. In fact, my name is associated with something put online, a thing called Bloodguard, and it's nonsense. You know, it's a scam altogether. So you often see scams that emerge. And especially the market for Ozempic is massive, as you know.
Portrayed as making a fortune in cryptocurrency.
That's right. You know, and it's not true, but let's get that clear. Yeah. And I'm not responsible for a thing called Bloodguard. It has me down as a cardiologist, by the way. So anybody who's sensible, that can't be him. But this happens, doesn't it, all the time? There's all these scammers out there. And Ozempic, there's massive demand for that drug, remember. I mean, it does cause weight loss, remember. It's a really effective drug. And so if you can get it through an online route, it could well be a fake.
I'm not sure. Obviously, it's very good for people who may be developing type 2 diabetes. It's a treatment for that. Reduces the weight, but some of the pictures you've seen of people like Sharon Osbourne, it's fairly catastrophic.
It is a bit, but it's a very effective medicine for diabetes, Pat, no question. Very effective for obesity. And in America, the prediction is, when you go to America, but you see these really obese people, there'll be less of those because this gets
The only time I went to Disney in Florida, I saw all the wheelchairs lined up at the entrance, and I thought, that's very public spirited of Disney, to make wheelchairs available to the disabled. It wasn't. It was for the obese.
Obese. And it's a really, for those people, it's a wonderful benefit because they can't lose weight for various reasons. It could be all kinds of metabolic. This drug gets rid of weight, that kind of huge, sort of awful obesity. So it's a real add-on for their lives. It's a real enhancer. And remember, Pat, what's happening as well. There's evidence of Ozempic working in things like Parkinson's. Get this. Eye disease. It's going beyond obesity, and some of the trials are suggesting other uses of this drug. Now, of course, that'll maybe make it even more valuable for the drug companies.
And different dosages maybe than the ones that create side effects. Yeah. By the way, back to Kisunla, where we started, you mentioned we have to have a European approval before it might be available here. Any word from the Alzheimer's Society or anything about
it? The Irish Alzheimer's Society is a very positive statement. They said, we'd like to look at this, because they're looking after patients, aren't they? And they've said this is a real development. They're saying towards the end of this, they'll be lobbying the EMA to approve these drugs, of course. End of the summer, they reckon the other one, Leqembi, the first one, will probably get approved. And then it won't be long before Kisunla is approved as well. So within the next few months, we hope both drugs will be available in Ireland to patients.
And then the health economics comes into the whole question.
So that'll be the next question. Indeed it is. And they also make the point, the Alzheimer's people make the point, this is not a cure. And please keep helping Alzheimer's patients anyway with the things we're doing at the moment. So don't forget they need care and all kinds of ways. So never forget that.
You wonder if what this does, it delays the onset. But once the onset is complete, do you still live the same number of years after the onset? So
it's a work in progress, isn't it? There will be lots of people on these drugs now, remember, and we'll follow them closely. And the very important thing, Pat, to say as well is if you get it early, it works really well.
Okay.
It works best in early diagnosis. So Lily, you're trying to diagnose this disease even before you have symptoms maybe. And that'd be great because the earlier you get it, it's the usual analogy, you can't close the stable door after the horse has bolted. So the earlier you get it, the more effective it's going to be. And who knows, this could really prolong someone from developing horrible symptoms of Alzheimer's for years and years.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.